Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week, we talk about real life issues that you're facing every day, and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are and who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I am so excited to be here with you today. Have you ever heard the quote, "You are your own worst critic"? Oh my goodness, is there so much truth to that statement. So many times we tend to pick out all the things we don't like about ourselves. Our hair, our skin, our nose, our weight, our personality, even our laugh. We can be so quick to point out all of our flaws, right? I want you to take a little test. If you have a pen and a paper, I want you to go ahead and grab that now. You can push pause on here if you need to. If you're not in a place where you have a pen and paper, that's no problem. You can do this in your head. The first thing I want you to do is this. In the next 15 seconds, I want you to make a list of all of the things that you don't like about yourself that you wish you could change. Are you ready? All right. All right. How many things did you come up with? Go ahead, count them, put that number on your paper. So maybe you think that your nose is too big, or maybe it's too small, or maybe you wish that you could be taller or shorter. Maybe you wish that you weren't so shy, or maybe you wish you didn't talk too much. It seems like there's always something that we wish we could change about ourselves. I think one of the biggest reasons that it's so easy for us to list all of the things about ourselves that we don't like is because our appearance means a lot to us. In episode 22, we talked about cliques and how a lot of times we will either be accepted or rejected based on the way we look and how we dress. We struggle with wanting to be ourselves, who God created us to be, while at the same time wanting to be accepted by others. We all want to be noticed. We all want to feel accepted. And many times we will begin to act differently and dress differently to get those around us to notice us. Honestly, what it all comes down to in the end, though, we're struggling with knowing how valuable we are to God. I know this 16-year-old girl, and we're going to call her Kinsley. And just so you know, any names that I ever say in these podcasts, about 99.9% of the time, I'm going to change them because I want to protect the girls that I talk about because I don't want them embarrassed or hurt or anything like that. That's not my point. My point is that these are real stories, and I know some of you can probably relate to them. And so that's why I tell these stories. But Kinsley is an incredible girl. She loves God. She wants to make a difference for him. She's a leader among her peers. But in the past year, I've seen some changes in her. I've seen her begin to really start to pay attention to other girls around her and notice that they get all this attention from boys. But she wasn't getting the same attention. She began to change the style of clothes that she wore. And little by little, she began to dress more and more immodestly. And just a side note, if you're dressing immodestly because you're trying to get the attention of a boy, I can almost guarantee you that you're going to be attracting the wrong boys. You're going to be attracting the wrong friends. And the reason why that is because they care more about how you look than who you are. And let me tell you, you are more valuable than that. That's exactly what this girl is doing. It makes me sad because when your identity is wrapped around who others think you are, you're going to get hurt in the end. And I don't want to see you guys hurt. I want to see you guys winning in life. I want to see you enjoying your life. That's why it's so important. And also why I bring it up in like almost every single podcast episode, because Because it's so important to know who you are in Christ and what God says about you. All right, so modesty, crushes, dating, all those things, they are a whole different set of podcast topics that we're going to get to later this summer. So we won't go into much more detail about those here, but it's something that we definitely need to talk about. All right, so now get your paper and pen back out again. I want you to make a second list this time. In the next 15 seconds, I want you to list as many things about yourself that you love and would never want to change. Are you ready? All right, go. All right, so was it as easy to come up with that second list as it was the first list? Probably not. I know not for most of us. Now I want you to count how many things were on that second list and compare them to the number of things that were on your first list. Are there way less on your second list than your first list? Why is it so easy for us to come up with that first list? That list of things that we don't like about ourselves? I honestly think it has to do with our body image and the pressure that is put on us to be perfect. So that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. Let's start by answering the question, what is body image? Body image is just how you see yourself, how you think about yourself, how you feel about yourself, and how you act toward really any part of your body. And social media doesn't help us with gaining a positive body image. Actually, it is the number one influencer on body image in teen girls. I shared in one of our previous podcasts this statistic that the average time a teen spends on social media since the shutdown is 9 hours a day. Think about all that time that's being spent on social media comparing ourselves to everybody else that we see. Now, if this is you, don't feel condemned. That is not the point of this. I want to help you walk this journey and really begin to love who it is that God created you to be. So please don't hear it as me putting you down. I want to help you more than anything. When we compare ourselves to everybody that we see on social media, it puts that extra pressure on us to feel like we need to be perfect or else we won't measure up. What you may know, but not always think about, is that the majority of the photos that are on social media are fake. They've either been filtered, airbrushed, or photoshopped. And so many times, we're comparing ourselves to something that isn't really even real. When we spend so much time on social media, it makes us start to feel bad about ourselves because we don't look like they do. It makes us feel terrible or ugly. Maybe you aren't a size zero. Maybe you have pimples on your face or freckles that you hate. Although now I hear that freckles are coming into style. So maybe I should say, maybe you don't have freckles on your face. Or maybe you think your nose is too narrow or too wide. Whatever it may be, I can assure you that the majority of the pictures that you see, especially of celebrity teens, have been altered or airbrushed to be something that really isn't there. Yes, even celebrities have pimples and freckles and are not necessarily a size zero. You know, I remember a time in my life whenever I was in middle school and high school where I would walk into a room and I would look at the other girls and think, am I the same size as her? Am I bigger than her? Am I smaller than her? I wasn't doing this as a way to put them down at all, but as a way to say, do I measure up to the people that are in this room? We are doing the same thing when we scroll through social media accounts. You know, we look at that girl that has the flawless skin and it's like, I don't have that. But know that God says that you are beautiful. He says that you are accepted and that you are loved. He chose you and adopted you into his family. I encourage you, as I've shared in several of my podcasts, if you are having a challenge believing those things, go through and read Ephesians 1 and 2 to help you see what God says about who you really are. The enemy is trying so hard to take your identity off of Jesus and place it onto the world or your friends or those around you. Because he knows that if he can do that, he can pull you off of God's purpose for your life. He can pull you away from making a difference for the Lord because you are so consumed with what others think. Really get into Ephesians 1 and 2 and find out who it is that God says that you really are. I just created a new free resource for you that we're calling the Who Am I Bible Journal Guide. If you have downloaded the app, it's super easy to find. All you have to do is open the app and click on the tab that says Free Bible Journal Guide. Now, if you don't have the app downloaded, you can also go to www.uncommonteen.com and the free resource will be on that first page of the website as well. This Bible Journal Guide will help you really kickstart your journey into who it is that God says that you are. And he says that you're beautiful and he says that you're valuable just the way you are. All right, so as we say each week, I want you to repeat after me because it is so true. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast. Don't forget, the doors open to our God Confident Girls course June 27th, so make sure that's on your calendar. The course will actually be starting on July 11th, but we're going to give you a couple days to be able to get into that course so that we can all start together. Plus, I may have a gift for you in the mail before our course starts, so we need to have those doors open a little bit early so that we can get you all in there. I'm so excited to get to walk this journey with you. Be on the lookout because later this week, we'll have a bonus episode talking about what the God Confident Girl course is and how it can benefit you. All right, ladies, have an incredible week and we will see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging, but God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year, it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big, and he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.